Okay, last week when I was in California, my friend Bensi Radinsky said to me that he thinks a good idea for a 10-minute halacha shiur would be putting the idea that donors of things put names on buildings, on things in a shul, and that seems odd that you would do something like that, that your name would belong on an Aron Kodesh, let's say, or that your name would belong on a Sefer Torah. It seems like a bit of a funny thing for us to do. So where does this minhag come from, and is it a good minhag or is it a bad minhag? So there are a number of sources that would suggest that one should not show off when he does a mitzvah. There are a number of sources that suggest that one should show off when he does a mitzvah. And specifically with the mitzvah of tzedakah, there seems to be some balance between the two. The sources that suggest that one should not show off when doing a mitzvah, specifically tzedakah, the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yudam Beis Darshan Zapasuk and Mishlei, tzedakah teromim goy v'chesed l'umim chatas. So there are several interpretations of that pasuk, but one of them, Rabbi Eliezer, says tzedakah teromim goy Elu Yisrael, that tzedakah uplifts the Jewish people. Mikam Chayisol Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Rav Shachter often points out that the term Goyim for non-Jews is an ironic term because there's Klal Yisrael is the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. There's Mishpachos Ha'adama, but we're the Goy. We're the only real Goy, and everyone else is a Mishpacha. So anyway, so that's tzedakah Torah Goy. Chesed Mimchatos is called tzedakah v'chesed Shumos of the Chav Mosin Chet Hulahen. When they do tzedakah, it's an Avera. What? An Avera to give tzedakah? Because Shein Osmel is Kadobo. They're only doing it for their own honor. So when one achieves honor through their giving, that is considered to be an Avera. That's considered to be something that's not appropriate. And in fact, the Beis Yosef in Yardea Simon Reish Mem Zayin writes in the name of the Smag in Mitzvah Sasei Kuf Samach Beis, Reish Zayin Mem Beis, that Sarach HaNosin Shalo Yispair B'Tzedakah Shenosein, one should not take pride in the Tzedakah that he gives, V'Imispair, not just take pride personally, that you could do, but to receive kavod and to feel like you're deserving of kavod, and if one does that, lo dayo sheinu mekabel schar al mashenasan el shema anishinoso. Not only does he not get schar for what he gave, but he actually gets punished. And in fact, he quotes another drasha the Gemara has over there in Maseches Bava Basra on that same pasuk, that tzedakah v'chesed shumos olam osim chet hu lahem, that it's not just chesed u'mechatas, it's tzedakah v'chesed that the umos olam do is a chetulam l'fishen osim elis yaher. They're only doing it for yuara. They're only doing it to take pride in it. And kalamis yaher nofal gehenim. Anyone who has yuara is going to be nofal gehenim, is going to fall to gehenim. So those are indications that maybe one should not take such pride and publicize his mitzvahs ma'isim tovim. However, there are indications to the contrary. The Gemara we just did in the Daf Yomi yesterday, and Sota Daf Mem Alef tells us that after they read from the Sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, Mikan in the Ezra's Nashim, Mikan ve'elach kol echad ve'echad mevi Sefer Torah mitoch beiso v'karebo. Everyone would bring their own Sefer Torah from their house and read from their own Sefer Torah. V'kol kach lama, why would everyone bring their own Sefer Torah? Kedei laharos chazuso l'rabim, in order to show its beauty to everybody else. And Rashi says, shel Sefer Torah v'noyo, to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah, because Buzz says, zakeli v'anveyu, you should show off when you have a really beautiful mitzvah. So you invested a lot of money to make a really nice Sefer Torah. Show it off. Let everyone see what a beautiful Sefer Torah you have. Apparently, it's a good thing to show off how wonderful your mitzvah is and how beautiful your mitzvah is. And in fact, the Rashba Netshuvin Chelek Aleph Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph was asked about a person who had donated some of his property to be used for a Beis HaKnesses, and he wanted his name on that end of the shul, that he donated all of this property. Says the Rashba, Eini Roish Yuchla Tzibur La'akev Minadin V'lo Minaroi Mikamet Stadin. He says, I don't think the Tzibur can stop him. I don't think it's appropriate for the Tzibur to try to stop him for many, many reasons. Ki Amakdish V'abona Mishalo L'Shamayim Mim He gave out of the goodness of his heart. Good, let him show off about it. And the person cannot stop him from doing so. She says, that's the minhag everywhere. People always do this. It's a midas vasikin to give schar to those who do a mitzvah, that we should try to reward and show appreciation for people who do a mitzvah. And he says, you think being mefarsim a mitzvah is not a midas ha-Torah? It's not in line with Judaism? Absolutely it is. Torah's Darche Noam, and we find by Atzalas Yosef, Reuven saves Yosef from the brothers, by Yishmar Reuven, Vetzleu Miadam, Boaz Shaviter pas v'chometz. The Torah reports all this, and the Medrash even goes on to say that had they known how it was going to be reported, they would have done even more. So you see that it being reported is an impetus for people to do more, for people to do as much as they possibly can. If that serves as a great impetus for people to want to do the mitzvah in a more meaningful way, in a more powerful way, Adarabba, it's a great thing. You should always try to publicize. So that's why he thinks that you can have names on shuls, and you can have... So the Rashba, a very strong supporter. Now, what's interesting is, if you look in Darkei Moshe, in Resh Mem Zayin Ospeis, the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch, it's printed in the back of the tour, he quotes the Beis Yosef in the name of the Smag, and then he quotes the Rashba as well. And in the Ramah, he does the same thing. In the Ramah, in Simen Reish Mem Tes, Si'if Yud Gimel, he also quotes the Beis Yosef in the name of the Smag, that one should not be misyaher or get any pride. Lo yispa'er ha'adam b'tzedakah shenosein. And if you do, you're not going to get rewarded and you can get punished for it. But then he says, Misha makdish davar l'tzedakah, mutar lo shiichtov shmo alav, she'elo l'zikaron. You give something for tzedakah, good, put your name on it. V'roi lasos kein, and it's good to do that. It's roi to do that. And he quotes, That's from in the Shulchan Aruch. It's printed. The Ramah didn't write the Mar Makoma. Someone added those in later. But the Mar Makoma is added in from the Chuvas Rashba. It's a typo. It says Tav Kuf Pei Beis. It's really Tav Kuf Pei Alf in Chuvas Rashba. Well, forgive the typo. That's the that's a quote from the Chuvas Rashba. So the question is, so what's the story? How can you talk out of both sides of your mouth at the same time? That if you're misspiring giving tzedakah, you know, not only you're not going to get schayin, get punished, yet at the same time, yeah, Roy Lassos came. Good idea. Great thing. So Sternbach in Shuvas Van Hagos Chelk Pei Simin Tav Pei Aleph says a couple of possibilities. First possibility I didn't like so much. He says you could distinguish between giving to an ani and giving to a mosad. That when you give to a mosad, when you give to an organization, a yeshiva, a shul, something like that, so then your name belongs on a building. But you give to an ani, then you shouldn't publicize that. Maybe because it's embarrassing to the ani or something like that. It's difficult to know. What about an organization that supports aniyim? So what? So your name can't be affiliated with that? Not so clear. The other explanation he gives, which I think makes a lot of sense, is that there's a difference between the perspective of the recipient and the perspective of the giver. The yeshiva is building a building. The shul is building a building. And someone gives them a substantial sum of money that enables them to do so. It's midas hakaras hatov to show that we recognize and we want to honor the person who enabled us to do this. So from their perspective, of course they should want to publicize and they should want to say, they should want to give as much kavod as possible. Now from the perspective of the giver, he shouldn't be interested. He shouldn't be mispa'er. He shouldn't say, oh, look at that. My name's on the building. You know, every time he drives someone from the airport, oh, let's just swing by that building where my name is on the front. You know, just he shouldn't be so, to be taking great pride in that, to be mispa'er ba'atzmo. That l'chor is the is how to fit them. It's you know, like Rav Shlomo Chai, tzadikim yelchubam poshim yikashlubam. You know, it's the same action, but a person has the right attitude and he understands that this is something that's good, as the Rashba writes, to encourage other people to give tzedakah, and it's positive in that element, but it's not for himself. He's doing l'shem shemayim, so then it's tzadikim yelchubam. If he's just doing it for his own kavod, then it's poshim yikashlubam. You know, we give honor to people to do mitzvahs. Mevi'ei bikurim, the Mishnayos and bikurim describe. Everyone stops what they're doing, they go out, they make a whole parade, they stand, they cheer, they, you know, all for the mevi'ei bikurim. Why? Because they're doing a mitzvah. So you honor someone who goes and does a mitzvah. Pischi Tshuva and Reish Mem Tesef Kan Gimel points out in the name of the Emunah Shmuel that it's only the name of the actual donor who should go on the building. But if there's someone, let's say, put a lot of work into it, someone who chaired the building campaign or something like that, the Gabbai Tzedakah who went around collecting, his name doesn't belong on the building. It's only the people who actually gave the money. Now, what's the purpose? Why would we write the names? So the Pasha is like the Rashba says. You write the names in order to encourage other people to give. However, the Taz in Resh Mem Tesef Katan Dal gives a totally different reason. Remember, the Marmakomos of the Ramah were not printed in the original versions of the Shulchan Aruch. That was added later. So in the Taz's Shulchan Aruch, he didn't know the Ramah's Marmakom. The Ramah quoted from a Tshuva Sarashba. So the Taz suggests his own reason. He didn't know where the Ramah was getting it from. So the Taz says that the reason you'd want to put your name is based on a different halacha. There's halacha in Siman Reish and Tes, Siv Gimel in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, where the Shulchan Aruch says that if you gave something, a ner or a menorah lebeis haknesses, and the name of the donor is forgotten already, so then Yecholim HaTzibur L'Shenosa Afilu Dvar Rishos, the Tzibur can use it for something else, even for a non-mitzvah purpose, because the name of the donor is gone, so it's not considered an insult to the donor. But if shame baila v'alav, if you still know who gave it, you still have the shame baila on it, then you're not allowed to change it for whatever you want. Says the Rama over there, v'kol zman sheshem bailim chokuk ala kelim shenasan lo nishtak hashem ba'aleha. As long as the donor's name is still engraved on that kli, then it's shame baila v'alav, and you're not allowed to change it for whatever you want. So says the Taz, there's a benefit to having your name associated with something that guarantees that they won't be able to use it for other things, for Dvar Rishus. So you want to give and you want to make sure that it's used for Dvar Mitzvah forever and ever. So the way to guarantee that is by putting your name on it. So the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef over there says it's interesting that the Taz suggests that reason, but that's clearly not the real reason. The Rama is quoting from a Tshuvas HaRashba. So if you read the Tshuvas HaRashba, the reason is that we want to encourage others to give. And even if the Shul guarantees you, don't worry, we promise and we'll put it in contract, we're never going to change it, still you're allowed to write your name on it because it will encourage other people to give. The Aruch HaShulchan Reish Mamtasiv Chafalv suggests that there's a machlokas ha'achronim, whether if after you've donated, a year later you come back and say, you know what, I want my name on that. You donated a year ago and you didn't have the name originally. Now you decide, I want my name on that. Do you still have a right to do that? So he says, maybe that depends on the two reasons, the Taz versus the Rashba, whether it's a din in shame baila v'alav, or it's a din in Akaras HaTov, that in encouraging others, rather, to want to give, and a din of Akaras HaTov. It also could just be, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, that once you've given it without your name on it, now it belongs to the Tzibur, so now you can't, it's already there, so you can't insist that your name gets put on everybody else's things. There's just one more item to be sensitive about. Rav Vazin writes in the Tshuva and Shevet Alevi Chelik Beis and Kuf Chav Hei that you probably shouldn't put your name like as part of the Aron Kodesh. You know, a plaque next to the Aron Kodesh, something like that. But to make it be like engraved in the Aron, like a part of a Chefetz Shel Kedusha, something that actually has Kedusha, that seems a little bit much. The name should be associated with it, but maybe not directly as an item of Kedusha. He doesn't have any rayas, but he thinks that there's no raya. The Shach seems to say not that way. The Kudus HaKesef, he seems to say that he can, but he says he's not convinced by the Shach's raya, and it just strikes him as somewhat inappropriate.